coffee.
Okay. And another kind of seafood that's small and curd and a little shell.
Shrimp.
Okay, and you may say I have to go buy a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
And the plural, the same.
We don't eat shrimp. Okay. Not unless they go, we go out sometimes, and I don't care for it.
Okay.
Now, Abbott likes it, but I don't.
And those insects that fly around a light and try to get in.
Cow flies.
Okay, and the ones that eat the wool.
Moths.
And the singular, just one is
a moth.
And that bug that flies around with a light in its tail. At night.
Lightning bugs.
And what about a long, thin-bodied insect with a little hard beak? It has two pairs of shiny wings. It's usually around water or damp places and eats mosquitoes.
Oh. Let's see. I don't know, but it's not.
Some people say that it's a sign that there are snakes around.
I just can't think of that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I kind of know, but I can't think of it.
Wouldn't be any of these words. Mosquito hawk, a darning needle, snake feeder, snake doctor, a dragonfly.
It could be a dragonfly, but be a snake doctor.
Okay. That
well, that would probably be the snake doctor would probably be the what they would call it. But I don't go down toward the springs or waters.
Okay. You don't think you've heard snake feeder?
I've never heard of snake feeder.
Okay. And what other kinds of stinging insects are there around?
Mosquitoes and wasps horse flies, sheep flies, because I got bit the other day by horse flies.
Yes.
And
what about
a
big
hornet?
That makes
that's
the big
what I was trying
like
to say. Yellow jacket. Hornets. That's what I was trying to say, a hornet. And wasps.
Uh-huh. What about the kind that has a nest in the ground and it's yellow?
Yellow jacket. Oh, bee. Then they can just. Albert got stung by two, one on his hand and one on his knee. His hand swelled up and it was terrible looking. And he was, the next day, they were swollen and he had a temperature. He lay around here all day. It was poison. He's
allergic.
He's allergic to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the little tiny ones that burrow in your skin?
Red bugs.
Okay, have you ever heard them called chiggers?
Yes.
Also
chiggers.
Which is most common?
We say red bugs back here, but a lot of people say chiggers.
Red bugs most.
Yeah, red bugs most common.
And the ones that hop along in the grass?
Fleas.
Right. The larger ones that eat the grain or corn maybe. Green, summer brown, mostly summertime. Grass.
Hoppers.
Okay. Yeah. And a small fish that's used for bait. When they're fishing for bass, they'll get some
minnows. They get them out of branches.
Uh-huh. And what about the little web that an insect
spider.
And the thing is called
spider web.
And is it the same thing inside or outside?
It's spider web.
If you walk across to the garden and you run into one, you call that
You would say web, not necessarily. It would not necessarily be a spider web. It could just be just one long, I guess you'd form a web.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Albert went out last night, and he went from here out to the little house out there to put the cat pan up, keep the dogs from it, and he said he ran into, one that just maybe on the line. Just...